It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. This is a time of year when food banks and aid groups are looking for ways to encourage people to donate food and money to help the hungry. The Portsmouth Public Library is offering its patrons such a deal. Donate food to the Seacoast Family Food Pantry, and they'll forgive some overdue fines. Christine Fries is the library's assistant director, and she joins me now with more. Welcome.
Hello.
So if I brought in a can of food to the library for the pantry, what kind of waiver might I be looking at?
Well, you would be looking at up to $2 off of any overdue fines that are on your record currently.
Per can?
Per can,
wow.
Yes.
And what's the rate of fines at the library?
Typically 10 cents a day.
So this could be a pretty good deal.
We do this up to $10 of forgiveness. So yes, it can be a win-win.
Now, how did this all get started?
We noticed it from other libraries around the country. We're not unique to it, but it seemed the time of year. It seemed a very good partnership, and it also helps us get some people in who maybe felt that they couldn't get a handle on some of their fines, felt that they couldn't take things out because of those fines. So we wanted to welcome them back and find ways for them to be able to do that. And again, a win-win. They get rid of the fines and they help some other families in the Portsmouth area.
Now, it's fitting in a way the library is part of this. I mean, I remember when I worked in public libraries that we would get people who sometimes didn't have permanent homes, might not have regular access to food, but they would access the internet through the library. They would sometimes connect to services through the library. So
absolutely.
This is it seems to make perfect sense.
It does. We hope so. We're on day two of a one-week drive. And we've had about 15 people take advantage of this. And we've had some people who asked if they could just bring in food, although they don't have fines. And we said, absolutely, we'll deliver it to the Seacoast Family Food Pantry, whether you have fines or not. But if you do, we're happy to forgive them.
And again, people who want to participate have a little bit of time still.
They do, through next Wednesday.
And then all the food just heads off to the pantry?
Correct. The pantry is near our city hall, or attached to city hall, so only a couple blocks from the library, and we'll be taking food over there through the week as we receive it.
Christine Fries is the assistant director of the Portsmouth Public Library. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Pleasure.